Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. I hope 2015 is off to a great start for you. So far, so good for me, but it's early. Last week, we talked about the conversations we need to have with our loved ones who are aging. Where do we, or more importantly, our loved ones, envision how they want their lives to look like in 10, 15 years? Not always an easy conversation to start, but our guest, Christine Sheffield, owner of the Parent Care Solution, gave us great practical advice and tips on starting these important conversations. I encourage you to get her book, The Parent Care Conversation, 6 Strategies for Dealing with the Emotional and Financial Challenges of Aging Parents, and check out her website at parentcaresolution.com. And as always, we have last week's show on letstalkboomers.com. Now let's talk about some upcoming events. Why not start 2015 with some laughter? The 12th Annual Charleston Comedy Festival takes place Wednesday, January 14th through next Saturday, January 17th at various venues around town, such as Theater 99 and the Satilli Theater. Tickets are only $5 to $28. Just go to charlestoncomedyfestival.com. That's charlestoncomedyfestival.com. And are you interested in getting into shape for the annual bridge run? Then check out this running clinic at Fleet Feet Sports in Mount Pleasant. It includes a 10K training program to get ready for the bridge run. Learn more about this program Wednesday, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the store located at 881 Houston Northcutt Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Workouts begin the week of January 20th, 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and 8 a.m. on Saturdays. The cost is $75. Just go to FleetFeetMountPleasant.com. That's Fleet, then Feet, MountPleasant.com. But what if you're not quite ready to jump into a bridge run clinic? Then check out Charleston County Parks and Rec's Run, Walk Your Way to a 10K. I like the walk part. These clinics are offered various times, dates, and parks around the Charleston County. Cost is $68 for county residents and $82 for non-residents. Just go to ccprc.com and look for training clinics. Again, that's ccprc.com. In addition to our fitness health, are you ready to get fit financially? Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group and a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers has free retirement planning seminars you don't want to miss. Whether you want simple retirement planning tips or in-depth retirement planning strategies, find answers at one of Rick's free retirement planning education programs. Remember, when it comes to retirement, one size rarely fits all. There are 2 seminars next week. The first one is Tuesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. And the second one is Thursday, January 15th, also at 6 p.m. And both of these take place at Oscars in Somerville. Very nice. Space fills up quickly, so go to cfpgroup.biz. And if you can't make the seminars next week, you can always sign up to be notified for future ones at cfpgroup.biz or call 735-5065. Again, that number, 735-5065. And as a new year begins, many of us make resolutions to get healthier and meet fitness goals, like running the bridge. But how many of us think about our eye health? Most boomers rank vision as the most important of the 5 senses. But we tend to worry less about vision health than, for example, heart health. Yet if we truly want to maintain our independence as we age, we need to pay attention to our eye health. Today's guest is Dr. Thomas Morabli, owner of 3D Optometry. He'll talk with us about how often we should have an eye exam and what an eye exam should include, how we can help prevent eye diseases through behavior modification, including nutrition, and the latest technology in eye care. I promise you don't want to miss this show. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Cowell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. As I mentioned before the break, we're talking with Dr. Thomas Morabli, owner of 3D Optometry, about boomers and eye health. Welcome, Dr. Morabli.
Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. In getting ready for today's show, I came across an article by the Ocular, am I pronouncing that correctly?
You are.
Ocular Nutrition Society. It said that while 78% of baby boomers rank vision as the most important of the five senses, only 55% of baby boomers surveyed worry about vision loss. They worry more about heart disease and cancer, so they don't have an annual eye exam. Why is an annual eye exam so important, and is it more than just reading an eye chart?
Well, of course it's important. It's less important as you're younger. Every 2 years at a certain age, you can get away with that. But as you get older, things do change quicker inside the human body, the eye in particular. So those over 50, I would say, should have their eye examined at least every year. If you're a contact lens wearer, that should be every year just to do preventative measures. But a yearly eye exam is always encouraged, just like a yearly dental exam.
Okay, and that's important also because as we get older, we have a greater tendency perhaps to get eye diseases. What are some of the things that we need to worry about?
Well, one of the big things that a lot of people have concern with is what we call age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. This is a part of the retina that you see 20/20 with, and it can go into serious problems where you don't see the 20/20 anymore. And that's the only part in the eye that does have the cells to pick up 20/20. There are two types of AMD, the wet and the dry. The wet is more progressive. The dry is a little bit slower and not as evasive. The wet does have some treatments. The dry does not, but you don't want to get either one of those. And you can kind of supplement with certain nutritional vitamins that are on the market. There are some good ones and there are some okay ones.
Okay. So what are some good ones?
Well, there is one that comes out of England. It's actually called MacuHealth, and it actually has only three elements in it. And one of the elements in there is not found in other pills. The one good thing about this pill is that it actually makes it through the digestive system and makes it to your eye in a good proportion of its dose. So one of the ways that you can get this pill is through my office, and we can get into that a little bit later.
Okay, I see. And another disease that I hear a lot about, my parents have had, are cataracts.
Cataracts are quite common. We're all going to get those.
You
can't avoid that. Yes.
Huh.
That's inevitable. There are several different types of cataracts, of course, where they are in the eye. Think of it like a glass of water. You can either put a teaspoon of milk or a teaspoon of mud. The ones that are the mud obviously do more blockage of your visual line of sight, and those should be removed. They all should be removed at an early time because it just makes it more difficult for the surgeon to remove them if they get too ripe. So cataracts will cause haziness, they'll cause excessive glare, and decrease visual acuity, as with macular degeneration, which actually causes a central vision loss and you get more on your periphery. The other condition you have is, of course, diabetic retinopathy that the diabetics can have. This is a vascular problem where you start to get leaks. And the big other disease you can get is glaucoma, which is where the vessels in the eye don't get enough oxygen. It's not so much pressure anymore. Everybody used to think that glaucoma was related to pressure, but you can have normal pressures and still develop glaucoma. There are certain conditions that will create glaucoma or the lack of oxygen to the eye, such as sleep apnea and other kinds of systemic diseases. So there are other ways to avoid that and have a regular eye check and make sure that the optic nerve looks healthy, not just that your pressures are normal.
Okay. And when I was, again, reading, I really hadn't thought about the fact that with the increase of diabetes in society, and that really is the one that stood out for me, the diabetic retinopathy. Yes, how that is going to perhaps more than double.
It will, and if you stay controlled, you have a good chance of maintaining that. Patients that do have diabetes, if they maintain their control, you would have to be out of control for quite a while before the eye will get some of its leaks and damage. So it's important to get a yearly check for a diabetic with a dilated exam that we can do to check that.
Well, thankfully, most of us don't have an eye disease, but we do need proper fitting for eyeglasses or contact lenses. So what should I look for in a proper eye exam?
Well, one of the things that we do in our testing is that we just don't look at the chart and say it's 20/20. We like to make sure that the whole body is functioning properly. And one of the ways that we test that is to make sure you have, you know, dynamic sense of vision, 3D effect, peripheral vision, as well as what we call fusion, where the target becomes clear and you are able to see in 3D, because you need two eyes to see 3D. Most people don't know this. And with the advent of 3D movies and 3D television, if you come out with a headache watching those, chances are you're not fusing properly. And that could be one of the eyes are not equal to the other, or you're out of balance. So having 20/20 is just part of the picture. We want to make sure that the eyes do perform visually efficient, especially at 16 inches, which is our reading distance. This is where the system tends to break down, and then people just have a very poor reading comprehension. And one of the excuses is that, you know, I get tired and I fall asleep. Well, if a patient tells me they pick up a book and fall asleep, well, they have a reading problem. You should be able to read comfortably without having that difficulty of feeling tired.
Hmm. Is that where you came up with the 3D optometry name?
Yeah, I thought it was nice and catchy and had a little rhyme to it.
It is, and it's a number three. Correct.
The number three and the letter D. One of the things I want to point out is in eye care, we have a confusion of what is what and who does who. Mm-hmm. So there are three O's in our field. We'll start out with the optician. He's the pharmacist for the ophthalmologist and the optometrist, which is myself. He simply fills the prescription for the glasses or the contacts. The ophthalmologist does the surgery. They come into our school, which is a four-year doctorate program, and teaches us pathology and teaches us how to recognize pathology. Oddly enough, in optometry school, it's our degree that goes into the ophthalmology residents and teach them how to spin the dials to make you see properly with glasses. So they usually fan that out to a technician. And when it comes to proper refraction, we are the ones to see for that. We are the ones to help make sure that the precision of the refraction is exact at all distances and that you can see clearly.
Is that the topography of the corneas?
The topography is a measurement of the hills and valleys on your cornea, and that's kind of getting important, especially for us who have LASIK surgery or any kind of laser surgery. So it makes fitting contacts a little easier now that we have a complex cornea or a cornea that's been cut.
Okay, because with baby boomers, yes, a lot of us have had the LASIK surgery.
That is correct. Okay. And they're coming into the office now at about 10 years after the fact, because it lasts a good 10 years and then they start to need reading glasses or a little sharper distance. It's still a very good procedure handled in the hands of a good ophthalmologist.
Okay.
Who would be a corneal specialist, I would recommend, preferred over a general ophthalmologist, because corneal specialist is the ones who really don't want to have any problems in their chair.
I see. So regarding eyeglass fitting, the types of frames, the different lens options, what are our options out there?
Well, frames have come a long way, of course, and the fashion is a big plus in our business, because that makes the decision a lot easier or more difficult, because some of these fashion frames can be quite expensive. The lenses are what's another big factor. The lenses have now come in a wide variety of different types of progressives. The big one out there now is called freeform. You're going to hear a lot of that. Hmm. It's a very technical lens that was expensive years ago, but the laboratories have gotten it down now because these million-dollar machines have made the price a lot better. So what used to be a $500 lens is now in the normal range of about $250 and up. Another aspect of these lenses is coating them. You can use anti-glare coating. You can have a coating that is for transition, which means they change, get darker when you go outside. Mm-hmm. And transitions now come in three types. You have one that is just a slight transition, gets a little darker when you go outside. And then they have a third one that is called polarized transition, called Advantage. That's nice for our boaters in the low country area. One thing I want to point out, though, is that we have something on the blue blocking. Blue blocking is very important. We know now that blue blocking is important against protecting the macula against degeneration.
Okay, so what's blue blocking?
Well, when we come in contact with a lot of iPads and phones, that emits a lot of blue light.
Okay.
So having your little infant sit in front of the tablet is not a great idea. We think that's an experiment waiting to happen. There's new tints now and lenses that block a lot of the blue light, which are a little premium priced, but they do preserve the macula.
I had never thought about that.
Well, it's something to think about now, isn't it?
Well, now those are the we've talked about glasses. Now, contacts. What is a proper fit and what are some of the new options out there?
Well, with the contacts, I want to just point out that a lot of my patients that come to me, they have one thing in common that aren't my patients until they come to me, is that they complain about dry eye and they want to take their lenses out by 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. This can just be a solution related problem. Simply with these new high-tech lenses that are silicone, if you're using old solutions or generic solutions, they're not going to be compatible. One of the things that we have now out there is the daily disposable, which are great. No solutions are needed. You just put them in and throw them away. And for all your tree huggers out there, you actually use less plastic than all the squeeze bottles of solution.
Ah, good point.
Another aspect is lenses that correct for bifocal lenses, rigid lenses, or gas perm lenses. And we have a new lens called a scleral lens. These are 16 millimeters. It's almost like a Frisbee, but they shape the eye completely. And these are used in post-surgical cases, such as bad LASIK jobs or any other kind of scarred cornea from trauma or accident.
Okay. And when you're talking about the dry eye, our environment maybe plays a role in that, or the weather?
Yes, both that and diet, as well as hygiene. I want to just stress with the dry eye, that's a very big factor in our business these days. Most people don't realize it, that their eyelids and their eyelashes are very important to keep clean and maintain. You have several glands that surround your eyeball, and if they're not properly maintained and cleaned in the shower, you can run into a dry eye issue. That's why in our office, we offer taking photographs of the front surface of your eye to show the patients what they need to do and go over with them clearly of how to clean their eyes properly, something we normally don't do or have been told to do by our parents.
That's true. And I am one of your patients, and I recently saw you, and that was one of my issues. And thank you for that great advice. It's much better. And I have really enjoyed also, I wear contacts, but I love the glasses that you helped me pick out as well, the frames, and then the opportunity to have the magnetic sunglass portion, you know, adhere directly to my eyeglasses. And they're not, they're called clips, but they don't look like clips.
Right. You're referring to the magnet clip. This is a new invention that came out by an optician. And what we like to do is take pride on making sure that when you leave the office, you have a frame that fits properly and that you look good. Because if someone doesn't look good in my frame, then I'm not pleased to have them leave, because then it reflects badly on me. So we want to make sure that everybody is fitted properly and stylish.
Well, I think I look very stylish in my glasses.
I agree. I agree.
And quickly, house calls. That's an as we get older, I was intrigued that you do house calls. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, this is a booming area, but it's also a retirement area. A lot of moms are down, have their moms down, and it's a multifamily house these days. And if there's a bedridden person in the house or in the nursing homes or the basic facilities that we have in the Mount Pleasant area, I would make a house call. I have the instruments to go in. I used to do that quite a bit when I lived in New York to a lot of the nursing homes throughout Manhattan. So it's quite easy to perform, and it's a good service because we can keep their eyes as healthy and their glasses in good shape so they can still read and do things that they like to do.
And Dr. Morombly, I understand that you have a nice little Cersei for our fifth caller today. It's anti-glare coating. It's worth $125 with a complete eyeglass purchase. And how can our listeners take advantage of that?
Well, if you are the caller, the lucky fifth caller, at 843-388-1888, again, 388-1888, we will then record your name and phone number, and you can come in and pick out a frame and lens or have an exam, and we'll be able to take care of that special offer with you. We are located on the corner of Highway 41 and 17 North behind CVS and Sonic. We can be reached by doing a web search for 3D optometry, And then we come first up on Google. So I do encourage you to please come by the office so we can take care of your needs.
Well, I encourage our listeners as well. Your wife, Grace, works with you in the office. You all truly give personal service. And I'm so glad that you are in the Lowcountry area. So thank you again for being here. And this is Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker and I Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, last week we talked about what we need to know about Social Security and retirement, and I'd like to continue on down that road.
First question, Rebecca, that I would ask if I was a listener is will Social Security be there? I say the answer to that is yes. Will it be there in its present form as it is today? Well, that answer may be not so favorable. That may be a no. For those that are under age 55 today. So what can those that are under age 55 plan on? These things that may happen to the Social Security payout that they expect in retirement? Well, perhaps it might be reduced benefits. It may be less options that are available today to maximize those benefits. They may be taken off the table. Social Security may be means tested or taxed more in the future. We should get some benefits if we're 55 or younger, but perhaps those under 55 might think that 75% of what's being offered to today's retirees would be a more realistic expectation. And I would like to offer to your listeners of Let's Talk Boomers that we are offering Social Security workshops that will be going into Social Security planning in depth, where we'll look at the ways to maximize your benefits if you are at age 62 or above right now, or if you are in that retirement red zone of prior to your normal retirement age of perhaps 65 or 66, you'll definitely want to take part in these workshops that we have coming up. And I encourage your listeners to visit www.cfpgroup.biz for our calendar of events. We'll be offering those Social Security workshops coming up. And the specific dates and times of those seminars, Rebecca, for your listeners of Let's Talk Boomers, are January 20th, which is a Tuesday in the evening, 6 p.m., January 22nd, which is a Thursday, 6 p.m. And for those of you that are working in close to retirement and have to come on a Saturday, we do offer a Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at our Continuing Education Center at the Jupiter Center on Saturday the 24th. So thank you for that question today about Social Security planning.
Thanks, Rick. Fellow boomers, do you have someone in your life who has dementia or Alzheimer's? I suspect most of you listening out there do and would like some practical advice and support. Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services is here to help with their free Dementia Dialogues classes. These classes educate caregivers of persons who exhibit signs and symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. The classes meet once a week for 5 weeks and are only an hour and a half in length. I have taken this course and highly recommend it. Just go to allcarelivingservices.com to check out the 2015 class schedule and register. Again, that's allcarelivingservices.com or call 832-9888. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus realtor, seniors real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to another Let's Talk Boomers show next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.